Hello, Legal Shield family. This is your servant CEO, Jeff Bell, and it's time for 5 Minutes Strong. Wanted to take a break from our whole You series to just spend a few moments about how do we define a better normal. This is an inspiration that I have. We'll be right back next week to the whole You series, but I wanted to share this message with you because we talk about, at least I do, we do not want to go back to normal, but I'd rather get on the positive and not be on the negative. How do we define a better normal? The first thing is, let's talk about things we're gonna leave behind. This concept of a better normal. The first thing I'd ask for us to do is, let's stop predicting the future, and instead, let's adopt a new plan to adapt. Again, we get so worried, like, oh, you know, when will I get my vaccine? Or when will there be herd immunity? Or when will something happen in the future? Let's leave that behind. It can be paralyzing. It can be paralyzing. Instead, let's adopt a plan to adapt. Let's get a mindset that, yes, we can. We can find a better normal, which is more dynamic, more compassionate, more service-oriented, more adaptive. Sometimes we got to roll with the punches. Doesn't mean that we don't want to be planful and prepared, get on the front foot, make our plans, but we also have to recognize that in our life, there are some things we can control and some things that we cannot control. The second thing I think we should leave behind is letting your phone rule the day. Instead, let's leave that behind and adapt, setting yourself up for success. You know, let's be honest, and I'm guilty too. We wake up, we roll over, first thing we do is we grab the phone and we check out, you know, if we got any messages while it was on silent or if some of the dings came through and we ignored them at night. See if there was any notifications that came around while we were sleeping. Stop doing that. Brain performance experts, including author Jim Quick, says that we need to stop doing that because it compromises our ability to set meaningful life goals and to accomplish them. We're being dictated by the minutia of the world, including negative news and a hysteria about trying to control, back to point number one, things that we can't control. So let's leave behind becoming subjugated to the phone. Instead, let's set ourselves up for success by being prayerful and meditative to start our day, focus on the goals we want in our life and what we'll do this day to achieve them. By the way, it's not bad to have a little gratitude check in there too. Third thing I want to leave behind. Isolating excessively. Now, I know we're all afraid. We want to be safe. We want to be smart and safe, but we don't need to go to too great an extreme. But right now we're all afraid, like, well, how much should we open up? And it's sometimes easier and just maybe you'd say safer, better, just to isolate. What I want you to adopt is finding new ways to connect, especially in our business at Legal Shield. It's so important. You need to set a time, set aside time on a weekend night and use that as a standing date to remotely chat with friends or family on a weekly basis. I can say that Colleen and I set up the Bell Family Zoom with our son and daughter-in-law in London, our son in New York City with his girlfriend, our son who lives in the state of Washington, and we connect every week for an hour. And you know what? At first it was like, is it going to be hard to think about what to say? But it's just family talking, right? It's laughing. It's just life. You need to do that. Second thing I want you to do a presentation night where each person in a group arranges a short, lighthearted talk about a special interest of theirs. Now, this is how you connect maybe with your high school friends, your college friends, your church friends, your former colleagues at work, any of the different groups that you want to stay tight with, okay? Maybe your book club, don't talk about the book. Do a presentation on a special interest or an item. Here's the third idea. Cook a simple recipe together on a video chat, a Zoom, okay, from your kitchen. Everybody's in the kitchen, everybody's cooking, everybody's laughing, and at the end you get to eat. Finally, look, I want you to adopt this. Find the time to go outside every day. Breathe the fresh air. And even wave to a neighbor if you have the chance. Go for a walk. Find a public park with plenty of spacing, even with your mask. Smile with your eyes. Smile with your eyes. Practice it. It works. The last thing, my friends, I'd like for us to leave behind and adopt something new for a better normal. I want to leave behind clinging to what's not working. And I want to adopt making time for better habits. Going back to normal and doing some things that weren't making you happy and successful, whether it's in your Legal Shield business, whether it's in your personal relationships, leave it behind. Leave that to the old normal. The better normal says make time for better habits. Are you eating well? Are you drinking a lot of water? Are you sleeping better? Are you exercising? Are you reading a good book every day? Just 10 pages a day. These are the things that are better habits. And stay committed to the 10 core commandments and find the happiness and success that you so richly deserve. That's a couple of thoughts around getting to a better normal. It won't be the last time I talk about it, but thank you for allowing me to share my heart and my mind with you. Now, my friends, it's time for us to know that our time is now. Not tomorrow, but now is the time that we make that better normal.